It's 72 degrees in Nashville. We have had a rainy night. There are about a 30% chance of more showers and thunderstorms today. Then it's going to be mostly sunny with a high in the mid-90s. And a heat index as high as 112 degrees. We are back under a heat advisory in Middle Tennessee starting at 10 o'clock this morning and lasting through 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A Tennessee congressman has said he would like to see a federal ban on flock cameras. Representative Tim Burchett has introduced legislation that would prohibit federal agencies from using the camera systems. According to WVLT in Knoxville, the bill would also outlaw federal dollars spent on the equipment. The cameras, which read license plates and collect other data, are frequently used by police departments in Middle Tennessee. Right now, Burchett's bill is in the beginning stages of legislation. It's been referred to the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Nashville voters are going to the polls early to make their voices heard, but with the new redistricting rules, some people are a little confused. Resident Denise Anderson says she's having trouble knowing which district she's in and who is representing her. She voted at the Southeast Branch Library, which used to be in District 5, but now is in District 4.
I'm in this district, but I didn't know because the district had changed. See, it's a confusion.
And that confusion is motivating how some vote. That includes Emily McGrid, an independent who says she voted Democrat because the GOP redistricting effort makes no sense to her.
The only thing that we can do as a population is vote. And now they're trying to restrict and control how we do vote. And I'm not happy with that plan.
It's yet to be seen how voter turnout and election results will be affected by the new districts. Nashville has seen nearly 28,000 people cast early ballots. That's roughly 5% of the electorate. Another former Tennessee governor is weighing in on the District 5 congressional race. Democrat Phil Bredesen was mayor of Nashville before serving as governor for two terms. He's officially endorsing Columbia Mayor Chas Mulder in his challenge of incumbent Representative Andy Ogles. Bredesen's immediate successor in the governor's office, Republican Bill Haslam, threw his support behind Ogle's primary opponent a few days ago. As WPLN reported, Agriculture Commissioner Charlie Hatcher has out-fundraised Ogles. The Tennessean reports Mulder has drawn significantly more donations than either of the potential Republican nominees. Early voting is underway, and Election Day is August 6th. You'll find more news, including all of our election coverage, at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news, an NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.